Quat, A Dog's Purpose. A Quat, and its sequel, Quat, A Dog's Journey, Quat, follow a dog named Bailey who is reincarnated again and again. Bailey's spirit is reborn as a variety of dogs, from giant to tiny breeds. The breeds in the movie include Great Pyrenees/Bernese Mountain Dog mixes, Beagle/King Charles Spaniel mixes, and English Mastiff and Bure Terriers. Many dogs in the movie were played by more than one look-alike dog actor. In this article, we'll give a spoiler-free overview of the dog actors in the movie and talk about their breeds. Buddy, Great Pyrenees/Bernese Mountain Dog. Buddy is actually played by three canine actors, all of which are Great Pyrenees/Bernese Mountain Dog mixes. These mutts are a combination of two giant breeds with mid-length, fluffy coats. As you might imagine, these dogs tend to shed a lot due to their Bernese Mountain Dog ancestry. They should be brushed at least once a week to remove shed fur and prevent painful mats from developing in their coat. They can grow to weigh over 100 pounds and aren't for every family. They aren't well suited to living in a small space, but do better when they have access to a large, enclosed backyard. Bernese Mountain Dogs are active and playful, while Pyrenees tend to be a little more laid back and require moderate exercise. A mixed breed may inherit either of these traits, but no one can say for sure until they grow up. Great Pyrenees dogs are also incredibly protective since they were bred to be livestock guardians. If a pup inherits this trait, they may be wary of strangers and require good socialization to learn how to be confident in public. Molly, Beagle/Cavalier/King Charles Spaniel. Molly is a Beagle/Cavalier/King Charles Spaniel mix that is played by two different actors. These sweet pups are much smaller than the giant breeds above, standing 13 inches at most and weighing somewhere between 13 to 30 pounds. Beagles and Cavalier King Charles Spaniels were originally bred to hunt using their terrific senses of smell. They tend to be good family dogs, but they do have a high prey drive that can make them want to chase cats or smaller dogs. They should never be allowed off-leash in an unenclosed space, as they're likely to run off if they see something they perceive as prey. Beagles are playful, active, and vocal. It's important to give them an outlet for their energy, or they'll find some trouble to get into, whether it's chewing things they shouldn't, howling incessantly, or finding ways to escape your home or yard. Cavalier King Charles Spaniels are highly affectionate and only need moderate exercise. They should be walked daily and get playtime inside as well to keep them occupied. Unfortunately, these Spaniels are known for having a plethora of health problems due to poor breeding. If adopting a puppy, it's important to only shop with breeders who can prove that they've tested the parent dogs for all known hereditary conditions. Big Dog, English Mastiff. Another giant breed, Big Dog has a short part in the movie and is only played by a single actor. Mastiffs can be upwards of 30 inches tall and weigh up to 230 pounds. Mastiffs are also known to be gentle giants. They typically love to snuggle up to family members and do well with children. However, no dog should ever be left unattended with children since accidents can happen. These dogs are protective, generally quiet, and they're certified drool-making machines. They have moderate exercise needs and may be somewhat difficult to train because they get bored easily. Keeping training sessions quick, fun, and rewarding is a must. Mastiffs are known for their wrinkles, especially those around their snouts. Unfortunately, their wrinkles and shortened snout cause a variety of health problems in the breed. If you have your heart set on adopting a dog like Big Dog, I suggest adopting from a rescue or shelter. Max, Bure Terrier. Max takes first place on our list for the dog in the movie with the most actors. He's played by four canines, all Bure Terriers. Bure Terriers look similar to Yorkies, but they're slightly larger, despite still weighing 8 pounds or less. They also have some differences when it comes to care and temperament. Bure Terriers are affectionate, good with other dogs, and shed very little. Their long coat should be combed daily so that it doesn't tangle or mat. Or, it can be clipped short every 4 to 6 weeks, in which case it requires very little maintenance. They need moderate exercise and benefit greatly from daily walks, but can also get their energy out indoors on rainy days by running around the living room. They're smart and eager to please, which makes them mostly easy to train. However, they do have a tendency to struggle with potty training. Bure Terriers are also brachycephalic, just like Mastiffs. This means they have been bred to have such short snouts that they encounter breathing difficulties and a whole host of other health problems. For this reason, I definitely don't recommend purchasing one from a breeder. We hope you've enjoyed getting to know the breeds from the movie and learning a little about them. Those dog actors sure are talented and adorable.